Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Hey, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is Julie Burgoyne, Executive Director of the Worthington Scholarship Foundation, to fill us in on a great opportunity for local high school students to get a scholarship.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
So tell us a little bit about what is the Worthington Scholarship Foundation.
Well, the Worthington Scholarship Foundation awards scholarships to seniors at our 59 partnering high schools in 11 counties in Maine who plan to attend one of our 20 partnering Maine colleges full-time starting in the fall. So it's a four-year renewable scholarship, meaning that if the student meets full-time status and GPA requirements, they will continue to receive our scholarship over 4 years. And the Scholarship Foundation currently has 3 full-time employees and 1 part-time. So in addition to the scholarship, we provide scholars with support to help them persist and graduate from college. So our motivation is for students to graduate in a timely manner and not incur debt from starting and stopping school, and also to attend Maine colleges that are affordable. We also have bank partners who we rely on, and they are First National Bank, Machias Savings Bank, and Bangor Savings Bank that help promote the Worthington Scholarship to families in our service areas, and they provide financial literacy education to our scholars that will help them make decisions to reduce potential college debt. And our bank partners also help on a case-by-case basis with students who are in financial need. So the Worthington Scholarship Foundation has been in existence since 2018, but the founders have been supporting scholarships in Maine for 12 years.
And how many local Washington County scholarships are available, and which high schools are participating?
We partner with 8 public high schools in Washington County, and the scholarship is available to students who will graduate from Woodland High School, Callis, East Grand, Machias, Shedd, Jonesport Beals, Narragansett, and Washington Academy. And there is no limit to the number of scholarships each school can have. It all depends on how many students apply who meet our financial and GPA requirements and apply by the deadline of April 15th.
And how much is the average scholarship award?
It's a very generous scholarship. For students who will attend full-time at a four-year college, the award is $16,500 to be paid over 4 years. So that's about $4,100 per year. And for students who will attend a community college full-time, the award is up to $14,500. It's a little different than the four-year scholarship, so the annual payout for it is $3,000 for a community college. So for a two-year college, the student would receive $6,000. But the beauty of it is that they have the option of continuing on to a four-year college and receiving an additional $4,100 per year to get their bachelor's degree.
Wow. Which colleges qualify?
We partner with 20 colleges in Maine. The University of Maine system, which includes UMaine Orono, UMaine Augusta, Farmington, Fort Kent, Machias, Presque Isle, and the University of Southern Maine. And all colleges in the Maine Community College system qualify, which are Washington County Community College, right here in this area, Central Maine, Eastern Maine, Kennebec Valley, Northern Maine, Southern Maine, and York County Community College. We also partner with Bates, Bowdoin, Colby, and Thomas College, as well as Maine Maritime Academy and Huston University. So if a student from Washington County plans to attend one of these colleges, they should apply for the Worthington Scholarship.
All right. And what are the qualifications for a student to qualify for the scholarship award?
First, the student must have financial need. We're looking for low and middle income students. When a student fills out the FAFSA for financial aid, they get an expected financial contribution amount or an EFC. A student must have an EFC of $0 to $15,000, so an EFC of $15,000 or less. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Also, we have 2 tiers of qualifications that depend on a student's high school grade point average. So if a student has a GPA of 3.0 and above, they will be eligible to receive a scholarship to any of our partnering four-year colleges. We're looking for A and B students in this tier. And if a student has a GPA of 2.2 and above, they will be eligible for a scholarship to any of our partnering community colleges, and we're looking for A, B, and C students in this tier.
And how are the funds distributed, or how are they accessed?
Well, it's easy. Because of our great relationship with each of the colleges and the fact that we provide scholarships to so many students at their college, we are in frequent communication with the financial aid office. So first, we verify with the college that the new Worthington Scholar is enrolled full-time, and then we send the funds directly to the college. The college assigns the funds to the student's account, and that's how the student accesses it.
And how long after you apply will it take to be notified that you'll be awarded funds?
Well, first, the application period is open now, so people should apply now. If they meet all of the criteria and are awarded, then it will be announced at their high school's award night or at graduation. So it depends on how that particular high school presents scholarship awards. And we keep the information of who will receive the Worthington Scholarship under lock and key until it is announced by the high school.
Oh, wow.
So if someone applies today, they will be informed if they receive the Worthington Scholarship in late May or early June, depending on their high school's announcement schedule.
And what can the funds specifically be used for?
The funds can be used for tuition, fees, books, room, and board.
Okay, so at this point, how should we proceed, and where's the best place to get more information?
So there are a couple of ways to go from here. You can go directly to our website and find the eligibility requirements and application there at www.worthingtonscholars.org. Also, reach out to your high school guidance counselor. Guidance counselors are tremendously valuable in helping students apply for the Worthington Scholarship. They are our frontline communicators, and I can't thank them enough for the hard work they do in helping students get the funding they need for college. And as I mentioned, high school seniors in Washington County who have been accepted to colleges in the UMaine system, UMaine Community College, Bates, Bowdoin, Colby, Maine Maritime Academy, Husson, and Thomas should apply right away, because we have $7 million to grant in scholarships this year. So that's more than 400 scholarships. And we want Washington County students who meet our eligibility criteria to become Worthington Scholars.
Nice. All right. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
That is it. I thank you so much for letting me get the word out about this to students in this area.
All right. And that was Julie Burgoyne, Executive Director of the Worthington Scholarship Foundation on the Street Beat.
I love it.
And this is Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.